I'm coming, god damn it, just wait. What do you want? Ah, shit, suits. Cristal didn't send you, did she? I thought we settled the child support.
Is this the police station?
Are you the sheriff?
Is Cristal trying some restraining order bullshit again?
We're from Omnicorp.
Because just like I told the lawsuits, Cristal can't serve me. I'm the only law in this town.
No?
Jeez, he's drunk.
Rest assured, we do not practice family law.
We do not know any Cristal.
You sure? You can't lie to me, I'm a cop.
Yes.
Who are you again?
We're from Omnicorp.
Oh.
Are you the local law enforcement?
Are you the sheriff?
This outpost ain't big enough for that. It's just me and some big guns. Ah, I'm being rude. Call me Officer Vic.
Hello, Officer Vic.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, soft hands. Fancy clothes. You're from the Omnicorp Prime World, right?
Yes, we're from Omnicorp, that's right.
Omnicorp, right. I had one of their implants once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a piece of shit.
Sorry to hear that.
Don't worry about it. The department made me switch to a Minzang implant.
The Minzang version 7.8 is superior in every way to the Omnicrom.
And guess what?
I'm specially programmed to protect citizens and get the bad guys.
It's shit too.
Actually, we're here from the chemicals division.
We're here to press charges.
Okay. So you want me to enforce a warrant?
Yes, against this woman.
Playing the video file.
My name is Layla Naru. I'm a level 7 scientist at the Omnicorp Chemicals Division.
Pretty. If you can stomach Beltraxin.
And I can prove that Omnicorp is behind the death of the space bees.
Okay. That girly. She turned on you too, huh?
That woman. Yes, she did.
Something like that.
What's the charge?
Charges. Plural.
Theft, violation of her NDA, corporate espionage, tax evasion?
Whoa, hold on. A company can charge a person with tax evasion nowadays?
It's Omnicorp, officer. We can do anything.
We've sent you an entire list of charges.
Displaying now. 147 charges in total.
Holy mackerel. All right. It's a small outpost. She shouldn't be too tough to find.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
So, Officer Vic.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
I'm just assessing this situation. Let's see. Not one, but two expensive lawyers journey all the way out here, to the edge of the known galaxy, looking for some girly with a laundry list of violations. A list so long and creative, there's charges on here I've never even heard of.
Yeah? So?
What is your point, Officer Vic?
Well, I'm thinking there's a finder's fee.
A finder's fee, Officer Vic?
A fee to do your job?
No. I'm a highly decorated, lifelong civil servant. I'm very good at keeping order here at Antares 3. But I think the word we're looking for here is efficiency.
Efficiency?
Efficiency.
Yeah, an efficiency guarantee. I'll explain. You're staying at Merkin's Motel, aren't you?
Yeah, so?
What of it?
Yeah, it's not exactly 5-star accommodations, is it? They don't really clean that place, do they?
No, they don't.
Clean towel service just hangs up on me.
You must really hate having to sleep on those dank, smelly mattresses every night, thinking about how all those weird stains got all over everything.
All right.
Gross!
Yeah. Your time really is the most precious resource, isn't it? You don't want to waste it here.
Agreed.
Yeah. You need to think of this fee as a way to guarantee that you spend as little time in my little outpost as possible. You know, so you two can get back to the center of the universe where you can continue doing whatever it is that rich people do nowadays.
Welcome to the Omnicorp payroll, Officer Vic.
We like the way you negotiate.
Thanks. Looks like Vic just got himself a speedboat.
Ooh, look at those stars tonight.
You sure you saw this Layla woman around here? Or are you just trying to get me back to your place again?
Well, that could be fun.
Gertie!
I know, jeez. Yeah, she and her husband are holed up down the street. They've been trying to buy fuel and ship supplies on the DL.
Really? Does that mean they're leaving soon?
Yeah, they argue all the time, and you get the sense that they never quite get to the makeup sex, if you know what I mean.
Gertie, looking's free, but touching, that's gonna cost you.
Yeah, yeah. So what's this intel worth anyways? My place is nearby.
We'll settle up after we find this Layla woman. Come on, Gertie, let's go.
I think we're in danger.
Is everything okay, honey?
I'm not sure. I think I was followed. Mona, I'm worried.
You're not sure?
I just got my mobile lab set up. Should I pack up?
I mean, I could have been. What do you think?
You should pack up. Keeping the cure safe is our top priority.
I don't think anyone could recognize me through my disguise.
Oh, jeez. We're so far out. There's not many places for us to go.
Let me worry about that. I've got a plan.
I sure hope so.
I'm sorry. We've been on the run so long. I can't tell if I'm just being paranoid or...
You're probably just stressed.
Huh? Don't tell me what
Hey, focus!
Sorry.
You're right. Sorry.
Stay here. I'll go check the street for anyone following us.
I'd feel safer if you stayed with us.
Relax. I'm the expert on evading Omnicore.
I want you to protect me from her.
I saw a shuttle land. It looked brand new.
One new shuttle doesn't sound like an Omnicore suppression unit.
Nothing else around here is new. It could be Omnicore.
Stay chill. Remember, Omnicore can't track you. I removed your implants myself.
Okay. We trust you.
I gassed up your ship. Pack up the cure, and we'll get the hell out of here and save the space bees.
Hey, girl. Omnicore Fee just dropped a sub-notice. They're in the area.
Hold on. Really? An armed suppression unit?
Oh, no.
Not again.
No. Corporate fleet. The fancy men.
Look, we're scientists, not soldiers. I've never even fired a gun.
It's true. He's no good outside a lab.
That was uncalled for.
Everything's going to be fine.
Initializing stealth mode.
I'm going to do a quick check of the neighborhood. When I get back, be ready to go.
Lucipity Zap, girl. You're invisible. No one can see you coming now.
Perfect.
Okay. If that junkie narco was right, your girlie should be around here.
Wow. I usually just drive right through neighborhoods like this.
Oh, God. I might be sick.
You have reached your destination, the Tishade Residences.
Yeah, yeah. It's that unit right there. See?
Oh, no.
Layla Nehru? She's holed up in there? Interesting. Is that what they call a blue cube trap house?
Total arrests in building 12. Domestic abuse, narcotics, prostitution, stolen goods.
Oh, yeah. I know that building well.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Your partner gonna be like that for the rest of the day?
Center yourself.
Give me a moment. Damn it. Layla was right. Omnicore are here and they've brought the local cops.
Relax, girl. Remember, no one can see you.
I'm gonna have to engage.
Jeez, I'm trying to work here.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You suits make me laugh. You sign a contract that kills 10,000 people, but you get all squeamish when I stomp my boot on some lazy Venusian to get info.
Okay, this is my first, but what are my options?
Well, just remember, you can't touch them with your fists in stealth mode. Our best bet? Stun pulse.
Sorry.
Get it together.
Cut me some slack. There's still blue Venusian blood on my shoes.
Huh. You gotta be f***ing kidding
me. Let's focus on your finder's fee, Officer Vic.
Right. That efficiency guarantee just went up.
Okay. Fine.
Doubled.
Done. Now, please, can we locate Layla Nehru?
Okay, stun pulse?
Yes, I'm charging it now.
And then?
Then you're gonna have to engage the cop. Are you ready for that?
Yeah. I mean...
Are you sure?
Okay. I'll head in and get your girlie. Stay here and watch a real man do his job.
Sure. One last thing.
Yeah? What?
Remember, Layla Nehru and any associates are desperate fugitives.
Yeah?
She could be armed and dangerous.
Really? I didn't see anything like that in the report.
You may need to use lethal force to protect yourself.
Okay. Is that how we're closing this case?
Yes. Double your fee again.
Gotcha.
We're out of time.
Are you sure you can do this?
I don't have a choice. Do it.
Okay, let's f*** some sh** up. Stealth mode's off. Go, girl. Okay, they can see you. Here's your stun pulse.
What the hell is going on here?
Put your hands up, cop.
Weapon targeted.
Hippie chick, where'd you come from?
Shut up.
FYI, my energy reserves are kaput.
I said hands up.
I've got enough for one anti-personnel discharge.
Says who?
Make it count.
Says the Rebellion.
Oh, no.
Ugh, of course they're involved.
That's right. The Rebellion is everywhere.
What the hell is the Rebellion?
Intergalactic criminals.
Social justice warriors.
We're a progressive movement dedicated to freeing everyone from our evil fascist overlords, Omnicorp.
Ugh, arrest her.
Kill her.
That gun work, little lady, because I am not afraid to hit a woman.
Target locked. I got him, girl.
I'm not afraid to kill a cop.
Okay, jeez. My hands are up.
You're so hilarious. You know, it's not too late to stop at my place for a pit stop.
Come on, Gert. Another night. I really need this payday.
Hey, Hugo!
Vic? Oh, shit. Let's try and avoid him.
She's holding Officer Vic at gunpoint.
Stay back, fellow oppressed citizens.
Thanks. You're my distraction.
Hey!
He knocked her gun away.
Weapon deactivated. The hippie is disarmed.
I told you. I am not afraid to hit a woman.
He punched her.
Kirch! Especially one with dreads.
Charging stun gun. Hippie targeted.
F*** you, pig.
Oh, yeah? Here's a little toxic masculinity.
Ah! Oh, my f***ing God. Is she okay?
Kirch! Relax, everyone. Just another hippie headed to jail.
Hysterical threat neutralized. Good work.
Vic, what the hell is going on here?
What? She's not dead.
Maybe we should go.
No. I need to know what the hell is going on here.
Hugo, you stay here. Look after Pantsuit and Junior Suit.
We have names.
Call the medical bot team. I've got two dangerous perps in Unit 37.
Weapon sent to kill.
Vic, wait.
Stay out of this, Hugo. You're not a cop anymore, for damn good reason.
No, please, no generic med bots.
Who are these people?
We have Omnicorp Elite coverage.
Will you listen to this? Our med bots aren't good enough.
Damn it. I think Vic is going after Layla, too.
This is the police. Hands in the air.
Gertie, call those med bots.
What? What?
Open the door or we're coming in.
I don't trust Vic. I'm going after him.
Hugo, wait. Stay here.
I repeat, this is the police.
The police. They found us.
There are multiple warrants for your arrest.
Oh, my God. Where's Mona?
Why isn't she back yet?
Surrender immediately. I'm coming in.
What do we do?
You run.
What?
I'm okay with being a martyr. If we save the bees.
Police.
Scanning for targets.
Everyone freeze.
I'm right here, officer. My hands are up.
Don't move.
Target locked.
I surrender.
Fatal hit. Excellent shot.
Thanks.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Freeze, nerd boy. I see you.
Locking on target.
You shot her.
Put your hands up.
Target locked. Waces loser.
Is she?
Hands up.
Okay. My hands are up. Can I put down my briefcase? Vic, wait! Was that laser blasts? What the hell is going on?
Two for two.
Fatal hit.
Yeah, I call it a double payout.
You shot me! I'm unarmed! Jesus, is he okay?
For f*** sakes, Hugo, man up. Nothing you haven't seen before.
I never wanted to be a part of any of this shit.
Get back out on the curb and wait for the medical bots.
I'm gonna report this.
Keep your mouth shut. You're part of this now. You won't like what they do to cops in prison.
Ex-cop.
Same difference in the joint.
Target locked. Gun set kill.
You should have killed me.
Hippie chick.
It's payback time, sister.
Don't kill him.
Why not? Get out of the way.
I don't need your help, Hugo.
Vic, shut up. What does killing him even do?
Gun set to stun, I guess.
Dude, fuck off with this passive positive bullshit.
I'm not letting anyone else die.
Hey, little lady, that's a powerful weapon. Someone could get hurt.
Oh, no, he didn't say that.
Fine, just stun him.
Pain intensity set to max. Target neutralized. He wishes he was dead.
He deserved to die. This is a f***ing mess.
Who are you?
First of all, you're welcome for not killing your bro buddy.
Whoa. He is not my buddy. I just didn't want to see anyone else die.
Like these two people on the floor.
Cut me some slack, would you? I just was trying to do what I thought was right.
I'm with the Rebellion. We are prepared to do whatever it takes.
The Rebellion? It's all the way out here, too?
We're everywhere.
Not dead. Yet.
You're still with us.
Barely.
I'm so sorry. I messed up.
No, just listen.
I really thought that we could save you and the space bees.
We still can. Everything is on the ship. The plan is loaded up on the computer. You just need the key to Vault 23.
The key? Where is it?
It's my briefcase. It's here. I've got the briefcase. Wait.
Yeah?
Tell Layla. I think she's already dead.
Shut up. Yes?
This is all...
He's gone.
Not him, too.
I'm gonna need that briefcase.
Sure. I've got it, but I'm coming with you.
Look, dude, I don't think you understand.
I don't think you understand. My life is over here. I saved him, but when Vic wakes up, he's not gonna stop until I'm in handcuffs or dead. I might as well just die for the Rebellion.
Okay. Welcome to the Rebellion.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Omnicorp Presents After Talk. I'm your host, Ashley Nova.
And I, Wiggles, the Omni Bear.
Hi, Wiggles. What an episode tonight, right? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the Rebellion sure are scary.
They sure are. And what could happen next? I've got so many questions.
Oh, me too.
Can that low-down, dirty, down-on-his-luck bartender Hugo really trust the Rebellion?
Nope, no way.
Yeah, on a million years. And can Agent Mona and her dirty Rebellion comrades trust him?
Probably not.
Yeah, I bet he's pretty sketchy, too. And how far can any of them really get with heroic Officer Vic and the dedicated lawyers from Omnicorp Chemicals Division hot on their trail?
I hope the police get him!
Ha! I love it. And finally, will they save the space bees?
Fake news.
Okay. If you want to find out what happens next, you'll have to tune into episode 2 of Omnicorp Presents, available only on OmniStream Premium. I'm Ashley Nova.
And I'm Wiggles.
And we'll be answering your questions for the next 15 minutes on social media.
Yep. And don't forget to watch my new show, The Omni Fun Meal Yum Yum Cooking Hour. It premieres later this month on OmniStream Premium.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
And good night.
Thank you for listening to part one of our three-part science fiction epic podcast.
Please save the space bees.
Next time on part two.
So I'm really joining the Rebellion then?
Joining us is a big step. First, we need you to see this.
Cueing introduction to the Rebellion 101 to the main monitor.
Scanning at Terra's Quadrant. No signs of unauthorized starships.
Still no sign of Hugo or his hippie chick girlfriend. I don't know why I let you two talk me into leaving my outpost.
You're on Omnicorp payroll now, Officer Vic.
Think about how much we're paying you.
Hugo Sawyer, owner of Omnicrom Implant V5, locating.
Yes. Your old friend, Sawyer Hugo, has an Omnicrom 5.
Hugo Sawyer, owner of Omnicrom Implant V5, located.
We can track him anywhere he uses Omnicrom data. There. I've sent you Mr. Hugo's current location.
Your luck won't hold out forever, Hugo.
No, Sawyer, wait!
I thought I could trust you, Mona. Is this what the Rebellion's all about?
No, of course not. The Rebellion are the only people you can trust right now.
Escape pod 7 activated.
I don't want to hear it.
Will I initiate launch sequence?
Yes.
Please, save the space bees.
A Dark Matter podcast production.
This podcast was brought to you by the dedication and hard work of many talented individuals. We are proud to introduce our cast.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Thomas Graham, and I played Ashley Nova.
I'm Deb Rivera, and I play Wiggles.
My name is Hillary Kaplan, and I play Mona from The Rebellion.
I'm Robert Kaiser, and I have the privilege of playing Rebellion Implant.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play Gertie.
My name's Matt Woodford, and I play the down-on-his-luck bartender, Sawyer Hugo.
Hey, bros and goes, I'm Harris Allen, and I play Hugo's implant, dude.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Thomas Graham, and I play Narco, the alien.
Cameron Forrester Gambled in a six.
My name is Alexander Morris, and I play the subordinate servant to the handsome stranger.
Hey, I'm Scott Wood. You might know me as the handsome stranger.
Hi, I'm Ebony Fisher, and I play the Omnicorp newscaster.
I'm Deb Rivera, and I play Layla Nauru.
Hello, I'm Cameron Forrester Gamblin, and I play the mad scientist.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play the commercial mom.
Hello, I am Jeremy Thomas Graham, and I play the kid in the commercial.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play Stockcrawler, the onboard computer system.
Hi, I'm Eric Applegate, and I played Officer Vic.
Hi, I'm Luke Wilds, and I played the Minzang implant.
Hi, I'm Rachel Schaefer, and I played Junior Soat.
Hi, I'm Rachel DeLoria, and I played Pantsuit Lawyer.
Hi, I'm Ebony Fisher, and I play the Omnicorp implant.
My name is Kaylee Coles, and I play Linda, the therapist.
Please Save the Space Bees was written and directed by Scott Wood.
Produced by Matt Woodford and Jeff Zip.
Executive producer, Scott Wood.
Sound design by Jeff Zip.
Special thanks to Steve Vanderhoek and Sean Stanley Nicholas Murphy.
Please Save the Space Bees was recorded at Light Machine Records in Vancouver.
Find more Space Bees content on our website and the latest information on our podcasts at www.darkmatterpodcasts.com.
Follow us on social media, Twitter at Dark Podcasts and Instagram at Dark Matter Podcasts.
Please save the Space Bees.
Welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was episode one of Please Save the Space Bees from Dark Matter Podcasts. Please go listen to the rest. You can find it on their SoundCloud. And yeah, love the folks at Dark Matter. I'm here with Caroline, and we're wrapping up your first ever hour of radio. How was it?
It was really fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you got to sit around and listen for part of it, which is nice. Didn't have to talk for a whole hour. And then, so you've chosen the song that's gonna play us out today. You don't have to give me a deep backstory or anything, but why did you pick this track by Eden Bleek?
Well, he is a German artist, and he is not very well known yet, but I think he does really cool music. So I thought we could share that.
Cool. This is Jede Nacht. Mm-hmm. By Eden Bleek here on Speak Up, and Democracy Now! Will be up next, so stay tuned for that. And I will be back next week. Caroline will be back next week, probably also. You'll hear us both on the radio. Stick around. Thanks for hanging out.
Jede Nacht seh ich dich noch in meinem Bett, so als wärst du nicht weg, yeah. Wie du lachst, jagst mich durch seinen Traum aus nur Asche und Staub. Jede Nacht seh ich dein Gesicht noch von mir, willst, dass ich mich verliere, yeah. Jede Nacht, wann lässt du mich endlich? Wann lässt du mich endlich, yeah. Es ist so lange her, seit wir uns sahen, trotzdem bist du immer noch in meinen Gedanken. Ich will ans Licht, doch ich hab keine Wahl, denn du hältst mich fest in deinem Blick gefangen. Oh, und jede Nacht siehst du mich in meinen Kopf. Wenn es alles still wird und mich und niemand guckt, doch mit jedem Mal kenn ich weniger von dir. Deine Haut verbleicht, die Zunge teilt sich in vier. Jede Nacht seh ich dich noch in meinem Bett, so als wärst du nicht weg, yeah. Wie du lachst, jagst mich durch deinen Traum aus nur Asche und Staub. Jede Nacht seh ich dein Gesicht noch von mir, willst, dass ich mich verliere, yeah. Jede Nacht, wann lässt du mich endlich, wann lässt du mich endlich gehen? Jede Nacht seh ich dich in meinem Bett, doch was du mit mir machst, ist weit entfernt von Sex. Wie die kalte Erde auf meinen Körper schlägt, schaust du, wie du mich unter meiner Schuld begräbst, yeah. Und das Letzte, was ich spür, sind deine Tränen, yeah. Sie sickern durch all die Fassaden und den Dreck. Doch ich red mir einfach rein, du bist nicht echt, yeah. Du bist nur eines dieser Monster unter Bett. Jede Nacht seh ich dich noch in meinem Bett, so als wärst du nicht weg, yeah. Wie du lachst, jagst mich durch seinen Traum aus nur Asche und Staub. Jede Nacht seh ich dein Gesicht noch von mir, willst, dass ich mich verliere, yeah. Jede Nacht, wann lässt du mich endlich, wann lässt du mich endlich gehen? Seh ich dich noch in meinem Bett, so als wärst du nicht weg, yeah. Wie du lachst, jagst mich durch seinen Traum aus nur Asche und Staub. Jede Nacht seh ich dein Gesicht noch vor mir, bis dass ich mich verliere, yeah. Jede Nacht, wann lässt du mich endlich, wann lass ich dich endlich gehen? Wann lass ich dich endlich gehen?
Is Bird Note. It's been said that if someone knows only three birds, one of them will be the crow. It's common, easy to see, and even easier to hear. But it turns out crow voices are very complicated. Altogether, crows may use 30 different sound elements in different combinations, and one of the most intriguing is their song. Unlike many birds, crows don't sing loudly to attract mates from a distance. Instead, they sing softly and at close range during courtship, with a rich mix of soft cooing, rattles, growls, bowing movements, and mutual nuzzling. And a crow's song is particular to its social group. Studies of captive groups show that each group develops distinctive sound elements that become a kind of cultural tradition, a dialect, which crows use to recognize one another. So, even if someone knows only three birds, as long as one of them is the crow, there'll always be something new to learn. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Want more Bird Note sounds, images, and stories delivered straight to your inbox? Subscribe to our weekly newsletter for a preview of the week's shows, stories, and stunning photos every Friday morning. Visit birdnote.org to sign up today.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Fashion Fictions, an exhibition which surveys experimental design practices that exist at the intersection of fashion and other modes of cultural production, until October 9th, 2023. The designers in fashion fictions occupy liminal spaces such as fact and fiction to use fashion as a means to unite seemingly disparate sentiments and to propose new possibilities for aesthetics, bodily forms, and more ambitiously, how we exist in the world. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.